Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Years ago, before serving in the House of Representatives, I was like most people. I thought politicians were corrupt, small groups of people controlled the process, and deals were cut in the dead of night in dark, smoke-filled rooms. When I took office, I was pleasantly surprised to find that my preconceived beliefs bore absolutely no resemblance to reality. It is true that some legislators have more influence than others, but that's because they're in leadership and they get to make the decisions. And while I don't know what goes on in Washington, D.C., at the state level, politicians are not corrupt and deals are not cut in dark, smoke-filled rooms. In fact, we have one of the most open legislatures in the nation. Every day, Montanans from the farthest corners of the state can participate fully without ever leaving their homes. With the advent of home computers, the internet, and broadcasts such as this one, there's no reason not to be fully informed. It's simple. Tune in each morning for this legislative update, then go on our website at montanafamily.org, click on the legislative link, and you'll be amazed at what's available. With a click of a button, you can watch committee hearings, track important bills, watch House and Senate floor action, and contact your legislators. It's your chance to be informed, get involved, and make your voice heard. Here's a secret. Legislators want to hear from you. They hear from lobbyists every day, but rarely do they hear from the folks back home. It's so rare, in fact, that your letter, email, or phone call will get special attention. When contacting legislators, please remember to be polite. No one wants to be yelled at, especially a legislator who has to spend 4 months away from their family, work long hours, and live off of cold coffee and stale donuts. Another point to remember is that it does no good to yell at a legislator whose voting record is consistent with their statements during the campaign. If someone ran as a hardcore liberal in favor of abortion, higher taxes, gun control, and more spending, please don't take it upon yourself to make their life miserable. If they were honest about who they were to begin with and the people elected them, then it's your job to work harder to get someone else elected during the next election cycle. That doesn't mean that you can't have influence, however. You might not be able to stop a bad bill, but with intelligent suggestions, you might be able to get it amended so that it isn't quite so bad. All that to say, your input really does make a difference, but you have to get involved. We've spent this first week of the session giving you some insights and a behind-the-scenes look at the process. Next week, the real work begins. The session takes about 3 weeks to fully ramp up, but starting next week, we'll begin to analyze some bills. There are some good ones on the horizon, and there are lots of bad ones, too. The important thing is to stay engaged and involved. We've seen it before. There will come a time when a bad bill will die by one vote because someone made a phone call. That someone could be you. And one final thought. If you miss one of these broadcasts or would like to share the message with your friends, you can always find them on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.